completely in the wrong place.
Okay, yeah, hello and welcome to episode 60.
Did you start with completely the wrong place?
Yes, I did.
At least I have the magic touch, for fuck's sake.
Episode. This is a milestone. Oh, no. We've got another milestone, boys. Episode 60. This is.
That's never a milestone.
I've been with Gemma for 18 months today.
This is more important.
What about the 900th episode of Raw?
Motherfucker.
It's a week of milestones. Quai.
Callum lost a stone, but then he found it again.
Yeah, I found it in that all day grunge.
I've lost a weight. Oh no, wait, I found it.
Quai, we've got Richard, we've got.
Yeah, oh, come on then. Think of a witty name then.
Commercial vehicles.
That's fucking hilarious. You are a genius, Richard.
Why commercial vehicles?
Because it says it on the back of my shirt.
Okay, he supports Nazi wagons.
We've got lots to do this week, because we didn't do anything last week.
My fault.
We've got lots to do.
Yeah, same. I was earning a living.
Playing Kane Lynch.
Well, there you go. It was your fault, wasn't it?
It's mine and Quai's fault.
I've done nothing wrong.
Okay.
Kick off. The background's awesome.
That is awesome.
It is awesome. I'm trying to say news, and she's going to say Scott Pilgrim. I don't know why.
Because there's Scott Pilgrim on the screen.
Shut your face.
She's not wearing any trousers.
Oh my god. Don't distract me.
Look at that cartoon wearing knickers.
I love it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Why, what?
It's a cartoon. Stop arguing at the cartoon.
Well, stop talking about the cartoon and then we can get on with the news.
Well, move it away from Scott Pilgrim then.
Next, otherwise we'll get the magical...
we've got Sapboy running. Yeah, there we go. Just iPlayer now.
Right.
Wait, I'm putting the mic on. I've got to turn around. Back up, bro.
It's like a cat getting comfortable on the couch.
We saw a cat in a ditch earlier, it was great.
Yeah, you know that ditch on the way to Hobbs's? Yeah. There's just a cat sitting in it.
Nice.
Just staring at us. He's probably shouting for help, but we're just like...
Microphone right in front of my face.
Because Richard's the most interesting person here.
Why?
Because the microphone's in your face.
But we saw a cat.
It's really interesting. I was there, Callum, I know about the cat. Modern Warfare 2. We had Modern Warfare 2 news.
Okay.
Yeah. It has officially become the UK's best-selling game
of all time. That doesn't surprise me.
What was it before Modern Warfare 2?
Brain Training.
Brain Training
on the DS.
Oh.
And now it's Modern Warfare. Before it was Brain Training, it was San Andreas.
Was it?
Yes.
Ooh. Why have you got ketchup under your table?
For drinking? for eating with foodstuffs.
For drinking.
For eating with foodstuffs. Why else should you have ketchup?
Put under your table in your room. Just like you get on the table and go, oh, I've forgotten the ketchup. No, wait a minute. Emergency ketchup. Yeah, but under your table.
No, it's next to the bed.
There you go. That makes sense.
Well, it's just in the bed as opposed to under the place where I eat.
Where you eat there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That kind of makes more sense now.
Yeah, rather next to a bed.
I don't know why you didn't think that in the first place.
Well, no.
Because you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. Why don't you eat in the kitchen?
Hey, Korea, this is good news for me and Richard.
StarCraft.
Well, no, bad news for me and Richard, good news for you.
Ooh!
Treating addiction to StarCraft in Korea. Do you know how they do it?
Uh-huh.
Anti-smoking drugs.
They kill you.
Also that.
What?
So if me and Richard ever went to, got addicted to StarCraft 2... and I went to Korea, the doctors would treat us with anti-smoking medicine.
To be fair, it is a problem around Korea, because everyone in Korea plays that game.
They basically give them nicotine patches to stop them playing StarCraft.
How does that work?
I don't know. There's going to be some sort of crazy Korean science behind
Maybe there's nicotine in the game.
No, apparently just, it is rather just aliens and awesome. StarCraft is good.
Speaking of StarCraft, they're having some sort of StarCraft competition in Korea where you can win something like...
Every day is a StarCraft competition in Korea.
Why are you speaking Russian?
It's like if you go and win, you can get like $100,000.
What?
For winning a StarCraft competition.
Oh, it'll be like them Street Fighter contests where everyone goes, yeah, that's awesome, offensive, yeah. And it's just like, oh dear.
They are so impressive to watch.
You have to be there, really, don't you? That'll soak up the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Okay. Neil Fox.
Who?
Neil Fox. Is the UK's
DJ.
Defense Secretary.
Oh, him, that prick, yeah.
Yes, and he has called for Medal of Honor to be banned outright in all shops in the UK because you get to play as the Taliban in multiplayer.
I heard about this.
Yeah. And then you realise, wait a second,
it's just a player skin.
It won't.
And then they went on to speak about Red Dead.
Why?
Did they?
About kicking people off. The boosting.
Not the Defence Secretary.
No, I don't think the Defence
Secretary. It was on the same news piece.
Alright. Oh, okay.
Along with Connect and all that other jazz.
There's only two things that roll me up in the world. People pretending to be the Taliban and boosting on Red Dead.
And I'm the Defence Secretary.
The cannon fall off the bed again.
There's gone. There's a budget. It's gone now.
Cannon rolled off.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so what do we think? Do you think it should be banned? Or do you think it's...
It's gone.
You're such an idiot.
It was in the wash bag. Ooh. That could be the new game.
If you guess which game is in the wash bag, you win.
No.
Yeah, can that be like a new competition? What's in the wash bag?
That could be our
That
could be our new podcast competition.
Yeah.
What's in the wash bag?
And, like, you set it afterwards, so there's not like, mine. There's like a video, and you've got to get
it. Jeez.
I actually missed the wash bag.
Oh my god, because we're in the game.
What is it, Callum?
It's a rented copy of Mafia 2.
Oh, you can win that.
Your listeners are getting like a rare we'll treat into the brainstorming sessions of this.
Yes. Medal of Honor, what do we think? Should it be banned or what?
No, because it's silly. It's pretty silly, isn't it? Oh my god, that's the Taliban. Must ban it immediately.
Perhaps you've tilted the microphone, Calvin.
Yeah, look at him.
It's getting too real, man. It's getting so real in my head.
Not really that real. It's just like, oh, we've got to imagine
it. It's not as if it's in single player, it's just multiplayer. It's just a player skin you play.
So I heard it wasn't single player as well.
I heard
it was both in the Russian campaign.
Yeah, really? They tell you to kill all Americans.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. I read that edition.
That's what the problem with it was, that it was going around telling people to kill all Americans and shit.
Yeah.
It's British.
The Kill Coalition.
Same shit.
Coalition.
He did say it was incredibly un-British to play as a Pakistani Afghan terrorist.
Especially when they should be working in shops.
The amount of them in the country is just
the racist
card. That was not a racist card. Which
is called out the racism card.
Oh, this is a hot topic.
BNP, right?
Richard's
I'm not a racist. I go to my local...
He's just confessed it. Tackle him.
That you're doing his back again.
I'm not racist. I go to my local packy shop for my local packy goods.
Before crossing the road for the chinky.
Hot potato.
Right. It's true. Them two have taken
bloody racist.
This hot potato and turned it into mash. Anyway, go on. Next bit of news
with
the
cream
and
cinnamon.
Metal Gear Rising will be showing up at TGS.
He's in low age meat now. I don't know.
Why are you sitting like a dog ready to pounce?
I'm ready to get something. Next comment that fucked me up. I'm getting you.
Yeah, Metal Gear Rising is going to be showing at TGS, which is end of September. So
I know
strange.
It's gonna be
you can now play Halo Reach right now.
Ooh,
no, you can't.
If you have
ban hammer,
if you have a cracked Xbox, and have a way of escaping the ban hammer because
it's the Microsoft put up the review copy on the website for reviewers to download.
Yeah,
and then people hacked it. Was like, lol, download,
and then the ban hammer just came and dicked everyone.
Yeah,
pretty much. The ban hammer.
Has Andy got it yet?
No, he doesn't like Halo. He refuses to play
Halo. Yeah, he hates it.
No, it's like me then.
You don't hate it, Hobbs.
I don't want to play it though.
Yeah, but you will play it.
This is saying the man that's going to rent it. Which means you do want to play it.
I don't want to play it, I'm just going to rent it.
I'm going to rent it, ironically.
I'm just going to rent it
I'm
so
rent
nobody
it.
Else can play it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do with all the games that always come out.
I'm telling you, Halo's the Jordan of the video game world.
The what?
Plastic
the Jordan.
And
shit.
No.
Plastic and shit.
There's no reason
really
why...
Really loose.
You really has a really sex deep. Tape.
Really deep.
Halo has a sex tape.
You hate Jordan.
Small black child.
There are dickheads that go, oh, she's amazing, and you hate them dickheads. You hate the press coverage of it. You wouldn't mind if she didn't get covered in the press that much, but she gets covered all the time. Says she's amazing.
I wouldn't mind. She has got a munted face.
If Halo wasn't...
I agree with Richard.
Yeah.
She's got a munted face.
She has.
And a black baby.
And... Again, me and Richard, we're going to take the moral high ground here. We're going to be on top of our moral hill, and you're going to be down. Okay, that was just me.
Whoa, black baby! Pamela, whoa, black baby! It gone blind.
It didn't get blind, it was born blind.
We will get banned from podcast land.
Yes. Does anybody remember This Is Vegas?
No.
Yeah?
officially been canned. $50 million gone.
What?
Pretty much where Midway went under.
Was it? Oh.
It's that Midway game where it's basically GTA, but you don't actually do anything, and you're in Las Vegas.
Is it party and have sex and
it's
drinking.
Like The Sims, but like proper. And party and drinking and gambling and all that sort of stuff.
I shall be uploading the original Sims to Gemma's laptop when I get home.
And,
with Living It Up. With Living It Up. And Hot Day. You're going to play Hot Day as well?
It's got every single expansion. Oh, nice. Making Magic, Vacation, Unleashed.
Love that
Unleashed.
Shit.
Unleashed. Sims Unleashed. What's that?
Love
pets.
That shit.
Pets.
Oh, dick.
Love
God,
that shit.
Somebody
it's like The Force Unleashed, but with pets.
$50 million up in smoke. That's why pretty much what we'd make. Died.
I don't care about Midway dying because they were rubbish. They were.
And they're back anyway. Mortal Kombat.
And the Mortal Kombat's back.
That's what you need, right?
No.
Voice
the new one looks alright.
Voice control for Kinect has been canned. Then it came back again.
And has it died again or come
no,
back?
No, it came back.
It just came back. That is
Microsoft. One Microsoft person went, "Yeah, it's not gonna happen." And then some other Microsoft person is lying. It is happening.
He's a dick.
So that's like the biggest non-news I've ever heard in my entire
Hobbs,
life.
Is there any news in this podcast?
Yeah, because that was non-news whatsoever.
Please tell me you've written on the notes, though. Voice canned. Only a joke.
No, I put voice control for getting that canned, then came back again. No, I've misspelled back and put bad. Then I put then bad again.
Wait, get out of the chair. Remember the next time you said we were doing a podcast all four of us, I'm in control, get out of the
chair.
Yes!
No, because we'll do it from the... You said you were going to get all the news and stuff, we'll do it from the start next time.
Okay,
right. I didn't realise... I totally forgot everyone was going to be here today.
I'm placing bets right now. How far will you think this filter will go?
Out the window.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. Oh, shit.
Callum's ruined the phone.
Callum, this is news for you.
What's in the
A sequel to one of your favourite games is coming out October 19th.
I'm going to slap you anyway, aren't I? Because it's not my favourite, is it?
Saw 2.
Oh, I fucking hate
The sequel to the Saw game is coming out October 19th.
Oh, it's going to be good, Callum. Go and read it.
Hey, you got your achievement points.
I'll max it
out. Fine.
I'll max it out. I'll nearly max it out.
Yeah.
Smackdown soon. Don't give a shit.
WWE All-Stars.
I said if I'm off for the day, I'm going to max it in a day. I mean, it's possible to max a SmackDown.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 14 for the PS3 has been delayed due to memory restrictions.
What are the restrictions?
Why can't you sit still, Callum?
He's sick, man.
You are very agitated.
I'm very agitated.
Yeah, you haven't had breakfast.
Because I
haven't had breakfast.
I have had breakfast.
I had a bounty.
No,
you had the largest bounty in the world. Saying I just had a bounty doesn't do it justice.
So Final Fantasy 14, the beta is live.
It's
delayed on the PS3.
You've got your 5 a day now, thanks to the bounty.
Is beta live on the PC?
This is very true.
Well, okay.
Oh, I have hot news, everyone.
Oh, is it about Mortal Kombat?
Lord of the Rings Online is free to play as of today.
Slap you so hard.
Apparently Lord of the Rings Online isn't that bad.
Gary liked it, but Gary likes Lord of the Rings games. I don't
know.
I have a Mac, so I can't play games on PC.
Ah.
Callum, shut your face, Left 4 Dead.
What about it?
The Sacrifice.
Oh!
Coming to both Left 4 Dead 1 and Left 4 Dead 2.
Syphilis.
When?
The No Mercy campaign is being updated with it, so you get like a new version of No Mercy.
Ooh. What? No Mercy.
150-page digital comic.
Okay.
Which is coming out in point in September.
Will that come with it?
No.
Leading up to the DLC coming out.
Well, that's a bit
so
true.
No official date.
Okay. And yet you
can
put wrestling in it again.
You can play on either Left 4 Dead.
That's the truth.
Have you seen the new trailer with Seamus in?
I haven't seen any trailer.
We need to show him that video.
Shut up, Callum.
Seamus.
You were talking about bounties a second ago. You shut your face.
Yeah, but I don't talk about bounties all the freaking time.
Yeah, you do.
Find chairs at each other's faces.
Awesome.
Put it on later.
I'll put it on later. We'll talk about it in the break.
I'll slap the boob if you talk about wrestling.
Don't slap the boob.
New 360 controller is coming out soon.
Is the control pad better?
The D-pad twists. It's like it is at the moment.
Yeah.
Right. But it's more, that bit's more raised.
And they're individual, they're not like solid anymore.
Yeah, right. They're individual ones, so those bits, yeah.
And then you can
twist the D-pad, and it'll come up. for better D-pad control.
Ooh.
It is the face buttons are monochrome.
Ooh.
Real black, white, and various things of grey. So are those ones there. The shoulder buttons. Apparently the triggers feel more ergonomical, whatever that means.
Right.
It means they better fit into your hand.
There you go, they better fit into your hand. You have to buy it with a plating charge kit.
Oh, that's right.
Why?
And it is, but no idea. That's what Major Nelson told me.
Fucking he's a dick.
Major Nelson.
He's not even a real major.
Yeah. As in?
Larry Herb.
Mark.
Larry Herb. No, Larry
Mark
Herb.
Mark Nelson.
Larry Herb.
Microsoft Community Manager.
Oh, okay, right.
Best buds.
Miss Cat. It's $64.99 US dollars.
Oh, right. I was about to scream then.
It's about £35.
November 9th.
It's at least 40.
Yeah, because you've got the playing charge kit with it. So it's going to be 40, 45
that's okay.
quid.
That's okay.
Coming out November 9th in the US and February over here. For some reason, it takes so long to ship it across the Atlantic Ocean.
It's a big ocean.
Yeah.
It's a big ocean.
And maybe a small rowboat.
And to the ocean.
You know how much water they got this much?
Yeah, but they've got like Marcus Fenix and Master Chief, like rowing. So
row,
it's.
Gently down.
Yeah, but you know the thing about Master Chief and Master Phoenix.
Just been capsized.
those two fellas there, but they only ride solo.
Ran solo.
Why did you talking about Jason Derulo today? We're going to go off topic again. Why are you talking about Jason Derulo today?
Yeah, why are you? And secondly, is this going to turn into a Kanye West thing again?
No,
Jason Derulo.
There's not really
enough
Derulo
songs to do a count.
Yeah, but he's just going to go, run solo. All the time. When he's got stuck with Kanye West, he just went gold
digger.
Yeah, Qui got stuck with Kanye West, he just went gold digger.
That's the truth.
Ain't that. More news, everyone. Go on, then. You said you had lots of news.
Rockstar.
What about it?
You know they said they're having 4 DLC packs. Paid ones.
For what?
Well, no, they're Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
4 packs. There's the cart one, which that was the free one. And then they've got the one that just came out with the tomahawks and crap in it.
Yeah.
The one that is coming out very soon.
Answer, just screw.
With the ability to play poker and blackjack and stuff online and all this other stuff. A free roam one which had anti-griefing measures and new gang hideout. Anti-griefing measures. Stopping people killing people if you don't want to be killed by the people in the world.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then the final one was zombies.
Jason Derulo.
And now they're combining the free one, which was the one with the free roam and the anti-griefing measures, and putting it in with the one that's coming out on September 21st.
Okay. I'm not buying them anyway, so it's...
They're pointless.
The only reason I put this in... is the fact that the new map packs went out on 21st September, and the reason they're putting the free one in with it is because Microsoft are like, no, you can't give anything else away for free.
You can't.
You're not allowed. You have to pay for it. So they were just like, we'll put them both together.
That's pretty... Okay.
It's pretty good of Rockstar, but can't finish Microsoft.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
but why are they charging 800 points for Tomahawks?
Yeah, that...
Well, no, it's just character skins and
it's
maps and weapons.
Yeah, it is. I never saw the point that you bought it, didn't
I
you?
It, yeah. I love that game.
Yeah, I love the game also, but I still don't see the point.
But now they got the Lies and Cheats pack, which has the ability to play all the
other games,
all the games online.
You just play online poker.
It should have been in there anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, that's pretty shitty.
I'll
yeah, you think of like GTAs.
All that's going to happen is you're going to play a game of Liar's Dice, is the game's going to end, and someone's going to tomahawk you immediately. you've been tomahawked.
If I play Liar's Dice with you, I'll be tomahawking you.
No, you should just have a narrator every time you hit.
You've been tomahawked.
You've been tomahawked.
In the style of Unreal Tournament.
Now.
Overkill.
Now to make yous angry, all three of yous.
Okay.
Starting on the 1st of November.
Should we all punch him at the same time because he is the bringer of bad news?
You quite probably knows this already. Do you know this? Starting on the 1st of November, a year's Xbox Live Gold subscription will go up $10.
Why is that?
I heard it wasn't getting hiked up.
It is now.
I can't afford £6 a year.
It's in the UK as well.
Why is that going to affect him?
Because I buy online.
Because he buys it still. You still have it?
I still do have it. It runs out very soon though.
Do you want to renew? Everyone wants to renew their Xbox Live before the 1st of November because it'll go up in price.
Oh, no, because I'm on the internet. And mine's no
monthly
point.
Charge anyway, so whatever.
Monthly charge in the UK will jump from £5 to £6.
Oh, well. So you jumped to £12 a year then?
Rather than $10.
Well, Xbox in America, Xbox Live is $49.99. And it goes up to $59.99. 1 month subscription run from $7.99 to $10.99.
Do you and get paid monthly? Surely it's cheaper to do a year.
Yeah, but I can't be asked.
Same. It's everybody.
So is that means if you go into the shop by card, it's going to be more expensive?
Yes.
So just stock up on fucking cards. They don't expire.
That's why they don't.
You just do that then before the 1st of November.
Probably still not going to bother. No. 6 or 7 quid, I'm not going to bother.
Yeah, they're all going up. All the subscription models are going up in price.
If they hiked up to like a tenner, then I'd probably be like, rah, 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 but another.
From a fiver to a tenner a month.
Yeah. That's just ridiculous.
I'm gonna. That would be. Can we smack him anyway? I had my heart set on it.
Punch him in the mouth.
No. Bad guy.
Punch him in the mouth.
Hey,
why is that not going to upset you though, this banner?
I don't know. I've got my Xbox.
Forgot about that. Oh, that's going to upset you, Free.
I got my PS3. I know.
Yeah, you.
Are you rid of that bloody Xbox?
You have now reached the quota of Xboxes I own.
They both might work.
Yeah, yours didn't work for a while, that's why you
worked got for a brief one. Moment. I got my second one, my new shiny one, and
you
then.
You shouldn't have told him how to fix it, you should have said, I'll buy that broken one after for 20 quid. And then just fixed it.
I'm just going to steal it, he won't care.
He won't know.
I'll stick it on eBay.
Stick you on eBay.
Give it away as a prize.
No. Yeah, it could be in the wash bag.
No,
I'll prize wash
that in the wash bag.
No. Don't put the new Xbox in the wash bag, I like it.
The podcast.
I like it.
No, you'd be like, what's in the wash? It's an Xbox! And Superman underwear. What the fuck's this?
They're pyjamas, Callum.
They're stains.
Do you still wear pyjamas?
They're lounge pants, sir.
You wear pyjamas.
I've got robot pyjamas.
Yeah, he's got Superman pants. He's got Superman pyjamas.
No, they're super slob.
They're super feces.
Yes.
Would you continue with the news and stop talking about your pants?
I would if Callum would keep on track for more than 30 seconds. I'm talking about bounties in my underwear.
Bounties was a one-off.
Stop playing with my dirty washing, Callum.
Yeah, sure.
See, that brought entertainment.
No,
to
it
us.
Did not.
Portal 2 trailer. There's been lots of them recently.
Yeah.
The gel and the
repulsion gel, which makes you bounce
gel
on
the fake plates.
The what?
Fake plates.
I'm doing them.
Those are launching pads. They're funny. They're called fake plates. They just leave the faith.
Yep.
Get it. Funny.
And
it's not her, it's fucking where the names come from.
Wheatley, voiced by Stephen Merchant.
One of the robots, isn't he?
He's a robot that walks around. The fuck are you talking about?
Ran Solo.
Ran Solo.
I was changing Keep the Faith to Leap of Faith.
I don't even know what Keep the Faith is.
Yeah, I've got quite a nice tushy. Never mind. Anyway, keeping on track. What?
What the fuck? Callum, get away.
I've given up already.
I thought it was a podcast, not homocast.
I think it's Callum.
Just sit there, and if you dislike something, just shout
Shut
in the
up.
Microphone.
Okay.
Don't tell him to shout.
Stephen Merchant voices Assistant Orb Wheatley, and it's pretty much confirmed that you play as the character from the first game in Portal 2.
Well, I knew that.
Yeah, everyone knew that.
I don't follow this crap very much.
I don't have the internet.
You don't follow news very much?
No.
On the news section?
No.
Our gatherer of news doesn't follow the news.
Hey, copy paste, man.
What's that?
What hope do we have?
Last piece of news.
It's so big.
That is fucking enormous.
Crackdown 2. Gets new stuff.
No, no one cares.
Really? No, really? No. Smackdown 2 on the PS1 gets more stuff.
Yeah.
Crackdown 2 gets more stuff.
It could have been SmackDown.
You heard of
it. Okay, Hobbs. We don't care, but you can turn us over with
yet.
One bit.
No,
really
he hasn't put it in there.
Like, tell us a really good nugget of information about the character until you say what they've added.
He's SmackDown.
You'll
never
know.
Who has?
New achievements.
Oh, dear.
We'll get to that in the next section. We can laugh at him. New avatar. Crackdown gets.
He's not even maxed out.
New vehicles, new toys, new awards, new achievements.
It's a vegan way.
And new
colours. I don't even like it.
Colours.
New suit. Yeah, new suit colours.
That hasn't turned me over.
560 points.
560
points. 560 points.
Is this just free?
560 points.
What, just free?
You should buy it.
560 points.
No, for free. Do you get this suit. Update for free?
560 points.
Free!
How many times, Gala?
I got him the first time, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but everybody else above from Hobbs realised that.
You're a fucking idiot.
I like Callum's laugh because it starts really big and then it just gets smaller and then it spikes again.
You're spiking the mic.
End the segment.
Oh, God. This is... Oh, no. Oh, no.
We'll be back after the short break.
Yeah, short break.
Yeah, short break. You can talk about it.
Back. Isn't that lovely music?
Lovely tribute to Guns N' Roses after their wonderful performance of Red Dead and Leeds.
That looks crap.
Fucking terrible.
Where'd you go?
I watched it on TV the other night. He's just a glorified hillbilly with his head plastic surgery and got extremely fat.
The guys are telling me the video behind the stage was hilarious. It was just like guns just firing with yellow helicopters and stuff. It was awful.
The worst thing is, he had a cue screen in front of him with the words to Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, no.
Really?
I'm so glad I saw Slash instead.
So glad I didn't go.
Anyway, Hobbs.
So, wubba-ba-ba time. Give me a jingle. Okay, Richard, give me your split second / Battlefield.
You play the same games more than I do. I haven't played either of them two.
What have you played this last 2 weeks?
Championship Manager 2003-2004.
What a wasted time that
was. Oh my god, it's so good. I love that game. I forgot all about it. That's it.
What? He's finished now.
No, I played a little bit of Battlefield. Second game I went on to Arica Harbour, blew up one of the MCON stations with a tank and got 6 destruction kills. Much appreciated.
You'll do it eventually then?
I will do it eventually, I'll just keep going at it randomly and just like blasting people to shoot with tanks.
Callum, come into the foray and tell me about your SmackDown playing ways.
It's
I hate wrestling, it's all shit, it's all
it
fake.
Is shit.
I don't like it.
No.
All quick, it's got achievements, I must play it all the time.
Oh, right. That's not the real wrestling. The irony in that fucking sentence there. I moan about the fact that you talk about wrestling constantly.
Should I do a finish on him?
I'm not with Banana Man boxes.
Fucking tape
that. Why is my alarm going?
Oh, my pills. I need my pills.
Why, you're a fucking pain in the ass. Why, it was actually me that did it.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a bastard.
Right. Carry on, Callum.
That's it.
That's what you've been playing.
For the last 2 weeks, you just played SmackDown. You know you hate wrestling games.
I've not played games that much.
I haven't really had time to play him.
Yeah, actually, last week,
been...
Last week, I didn't have much time at all.
Very time-consuming at the moment. You did like 70 hours work last week. When did you think I've been playing on the Xbox?
Mm.
I can't breathe. Batman, what have you been playing?
Yeah, Hobbs, what have you been playing?
Well, he is known as the Batman.
Or the Sandman.
Okay, or Lovely Goblin.
Either of you, what have you been playing?
I thought Quai was going to go. Me and Quai have been playing almost the same thing.
We're playing Hand and Lynch.
Talk about it.
I know, Callum lies. Callum plays Scott Pilgrim.
Oh yeah, I played the demo.
And he's got Limbo as well.
I haven't played that yet.
Played Resident Evil K-Zero this morning.
It was Dead Rising.
Yeah, that one.
I thought that was delayed.
I'm smothered in underpants, I don't know what's going on.
Was that? I thought that was delayed.
Yeah, till this morning.
Oh, is it only one day delay?
Yes.
It was supposed to come out yesterday, is what it was.
Oh, I've got this taste on my lips. I don't want to lick my lips in case it's something dodgy.
Curry. I'm not going to stop.
Wise choice.
Are you exactly like Scott Pilgrim?
I don't understand.
because you like young girls.
Can we,
You like them young girls? You like them younger girls?
Oh, yeah.
What is Scott Pilgrim and the guy?
Like some nappy girls.
Well, yeah, we did watch Scott Pilgrim.
Porn girls.
And that's video game related.
Scott Pilgrim's well good.
It is.
You should see it. You should
quite fun.
You should go see it, Rich.
Have
it's
you
good.
Not seen it, Rich?
I thought you were talking about the game just
then. No. Oh, the game's well fun.
The game's good.
I've been working lots.
The film.
I haven't had time to do anything, okay?
Well, at night.
The film's alright, the game. The game's alright, the film is better.
I'm going to sleep.
Go afterwards, straight after work, and then go to sleep.
Maybe you should go to a Jason Derulo concert.
You just have to make time for it.
Jason Derulo.
Shut up. The game's actually awesome, but I'm not going to buy it.
Because
the controls are horribly clunky. Talk about Ken Lee, I'll agree with everything you say.
Tight.
For once.
Well, it's alright. Ken Lynch 2. Tight.
I'm borrowing it off one of you when you finish it.
Tight. You know, it's very, very intense third person shooter. Yeah.
But the story is terrible!
Not the first one!
The worse than the first one!
It can't be worse than the first
one. The ending is just shit! Fucking shit! I tell you what happens because it's so shit!
Spoiler!
They just get on a fucking plane! That's it!
Literally, big firefight running through an airport, you get on a plane, and then it ends.
That is really terrible. That is so awful.
The game doesn't make any sense! You're there for a gun deal, you don't even get to do the gun deal!
Sounds like Simon
Amster. It's just literally the story. In the first one, the story was kind of the driving force.
This one was shit.
But in this one, the story is just there to link together a series of explosions.
So pretty.
It's just there to link together.
Like every Michael Bay film ever.
Well, mainly, not explosion, you know, I mean, just like, gun. I'm going to do some running, gunfight. Move this past this corridor. Another gunfight.
Yeah,
another gunfight.
But
the third
had
person.
A bit of different stuff, like you had to rob the bank or the driving. In this one, it's just like kill, proceed,
kill yeah.
Proceed.
It's just literally let's mass murder Shanghai policeman.
Fair enough.
But
I'm not going to tell you in the demo that you were playing.
Yeah, I know. You thought there's something different, but there's really nothing.
Oh.
It's still good though, because the third person shooting works. It's good. It's the rest of the game, single player, that lets it down.
Multiplayer's good.
Multiplayer's brilliant.
Is it?
Good fun.
Because you've still got Fragile Alliance, but now you've got Undercover Cop. So one of you're doing Fragile Alliance, and one of the people's an Undercover Cop, as the name goes, and then he's got to stop all the other criminals.
That's awesome.
Without being found out.
Hodge was telling me about this work the other day. That does sound awesome, some of the multiplayer.
Yeah, the multiplayer stuff is totally worth buying the game for. Because it's so different to everything else that you get.
20 quid?
Yeah. I wouldn't buy it full price. I wouldn't buy it full price just for the multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you'll be playing it and everyone will be awesome at it. And you'll be like...
Nah, that's right.
You can't really be awesome at
it. It's worth buying because the multiplayer is really good. And the single player is just average.
Yeah, but like Undercover Cop, you can't really be awesome at picking out the Undercover Cop.
Well, no, because every now and again you get to the Undercover Cop, which I've done like once. And it's so difficult because as soon as somebody... When it says... If you do something wrong, it... flashes up on the screen as a crime has been committed and you're just like and you're always very wary of everyone else and it's just really, really hard to do it.
I was the Undercover Cop once, or no, I was playing Undercover Cop and someone just kept following me around, so I just turned around and shot them.
Was
that
the Undercover Cop?
No. And then I got shot. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So if you shoot someone thinking they're the Undercover Cop,
can you talk to anyone
else? You could, but
you can, if nobody really uses headsets in it though.
Oh, okay.
You can have... The problem with the multiplayer, I mean, quite found this out, is you can't party up and go into a ranked match.
You can't?
No.
That's a grand boost in the achievements,
right? No. It defeats the object of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you can't even do it in player match.
You do like playing.
You can do it in player match. You can play with friends. That's what player match is. You can play with friends.
It's just not ranked.
But all the achievements are in ranked, and you can't party up and go into a ranked match because it defeats the object. I could go to... We'd go into a ranked match, me and Quiet together, and I could go, yeah, I'm the Undercover Cop. Wait till the end, and we'll just massacre everyone together, and then we'll kill each other and we'll get our achievement.
True.
It kind of defeats the object. Or if you or me and Quiet join forces in a game of Fragile Alliance, we go and just rape everyone else and take all the money for ourselves. defeats the object if you're working together. You're supposed to be on your own.
Yeah, but so you say that, but people can just do that in the game if anyway, can't they?
You go into a game and you send someone a friend request and go, yeah, let's team up.
They could fuck you out and just go, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Your mate could just go, ah, ha, 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 and shoot you in the back.
Well, no, so, no, if...
It reminds me of a fucking Family Guy episode the other day.
What?
I think it's the parrot that turns into a pirate. And the first 5 or 6 minutes, all he does is point at stuff and go, ah, ha, ha, ha. Fuck, that annoys me.
The other mode is Cops and Robbers, which is...
We never did find out how we get our masks and weapons, did we?
No, we didn't. You got
because they've released them now. As you can buy them on the marketplace.
Yeah.
You can also buy radio tower, the two other ones that we haven't got.
Yeah. In America, I know, depending where you pre-order the game from, you get a different...
Yeah, but we got a code to give us stuff.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't really care anyway.
You're driving me insane.
I don't really care.
Oh, I've
Mafia's really good. I highly recommend Mafia to lots of people to play.
Rent or buy?
Rent.
It depends.
Rent.
A 2 week rental, possibly.
Not very good music.
2 week rental?
Yeah, if you're gonna rent it twice.
Mental.
Because if you just want to play through the game, rent it for a week. But the achievements are rather easy.
Hobbs is weekly mental rental.
How many have you got then?
I've got almost half the achievements, and I've not even finished a single player game yet. And that is with the free DLC. Without the free DLC, the Xbox doesn't get the Betrayal of Jimmy thing.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Jimmy!
Not the one. Jimmy. Not in that one. You get Jimmy's Revenge.
Alright.
The Betrayal of Jimmy is PS3 exclusive coming out. It comes in the box. You download it. And then in a couple of weeks...
Jimmy's Vendetta.
Jimmy's pretty
comes out on both of them. But basically, if you want to, you can max it out. If you can play through it on hard, it's not that difficult. A little bit frustrating towards the end, the bit I'm on, where you've got like a pistol and 100 guys running at you. But it's not...
That was actually quite a nice curse.
It's not that bad. But I would say rent it for 2 weeks if you want to max it out, because it's quite feasibly get 900 Xbox Live points in it.
That's a rock.
Xbox Live points.
I mean, achievement points. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You sure?
Yeah. No, I don't.
You sure it's how much? It's free. It's free.
But yeah, it's good. It's not what you think it's going to be GTA, but in the 1950s, and it really isn't. And there's lots of twisty, turny story surprises. It's good. I'd worth it. Quai played a little bit. What do you reckon, Quai?
It was hard. Well, I didn't know the buttons, but it was alright.
It is hard. It is. It
most
does get quite
hard
difficult.
If you don't know the buttons, Quai.
Yeah. Has anybody else played the demo?
No.
I played the demo. I didn't like the demo.
We played the demo for that Lara Croft game.
That is a... YouTube playing that was a bloody catastrophe, that was.
Supposed to be your co-op.
It was so... Yeah, supposed to be.
Apparently...
Just kept blowing the
it's
shit
a really, really, really good game.
Yeah, you play it properly.
I don't think even if
problem.
You
the funny
properly.
Part is, there's no Xbox Live multiplayer.
And you can't die.
No, there's no Xbox Live multiplayer on that.
No, at the moment it came out, and you have to have it because they wanted it for Summer Arcade, and it wasn't ready for the Xbox Live multiplayer, so they just put it out with local co-op only.
Oh, that's so rubbish.
And then on the
it's
something
game, so they bring it out without live.
on the something of September when the launch is on the PS3, then they're going to patch a 360 version.
Oh, okay.
With Xbox Live multiplayer, they just didn't think. Oh wait, we're going to that's after Halo Reach comes out. Bad idea. Bad idea.
The unstoppable behemoth that is Halo.
Yes. Also, finished Limbo as well. Haven't maxed out yet. I'm going through. I've got to
how
go through
get
all the eggs.
That sword bit? He's playing a couple of weeks.
Oh, you have to.
He's gonna tell me. I don't want to know.
I want to know.
Oh, it turns out it's on like a the platform you jump to. If you stand at one end and you run to the middle, it wobbles like that. But like, it's like it's on a winch sort of thing. So you can just run stand one and you have to wait there for a couple of minutes and then just go and it will sort of start
winching up
doing that and sort of winch it does it automatically after a while and you just jump across. The ending, man, the ending.
No! Don't do that.
Stop making...
Shut up.
No, that was hilarious because I couldn't hear what you were saying. You were just doing dances. You're going, ooh. And then you did this as well. Like...
The ending is strange.
Yeah, don't tell me. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone while I'm in the room, please.
And the last, like the last lot of puzzly stuff. It's like messes with the gravity, and it's really, really good. Really, it's seriously, it's £12. Brilliant. It's totally worth buying.
I nearly bought Trials the other day.
Oh, that's a fantastic game.
I look at it all the time and go, nah.
That's what I thought.
Crap I was out
of it. Are you awesome, man?
No. I didn't buy it because I thought, yeah, I'm shit at this.
Oh, no, I used to be awful.
All I do is,
trust me, you'll get a lot better.
All I do is play the demo and be on the track field and make it as a giant bomb. Right, boom.
Yeah, no, like, no, Gary used to be awful at it. No, he played it a little bit while he was looking after my house. And he's quite good at it now. Buy it.
I look at it all the time and just go,
no, because that's what
I can't be bothered.
That's what I did. I just looked at it. It was
20
just
quid, though.
It's not 20 quid.
It's 1,200 Microsoft points, isn't it?
It's not 20 quid.
Not 20 quid.
12, it's how many points is it? 1,200?
I can't remember. I just went onto the, probably...
If it's 1,200, it's £12.
I bought it for 800.
Ish.
Yeah, that's what I was going to buy it for.
Yeah. But no, 12,000 is, well...
1,200 is about 12 quid.
Oh, no, 1,700 is 20 quid. No, 2,000 is 17 quid.
It's about 10 or 12 pounds.
About that. Let's say 10. It's not 12. We'll never have quiz quite again.
That's what's coming up next, and anyone else is playing it.
It's like Quiz the Vegetable.
We'll jump straight into it.
Yeah, let's
jump into Quiz Choir.
Yeah.
I haven't been here for a Quiz Choir month.
It's a different style of Quiz Choir.
I told them already about it. Sorry, it's not really steely thunder, but...
Because you're shit at coming up with questions.
I didn't tell them any slogans.
I couldn't be asked to think of anything for question-wise. So
he changed
spent more time.
So I basically googled a couple of things and was like, what I'm doing is...
Can I sit in the question chair?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Yeah, it's like Mastermind. You've got to sit in the Mastermind chair.
I don't give a shit. That's a good jingle. I like that jingle.
Oh, we completely ripped it.
I don't care.
Copyright ban, is that okay?
Alright, you have changed the rules, but that means I get to use these two on one question each.
No.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're lifelines.
Yeah,
because Callum knows one of the
bonus
answers.
Bonus friend.
Two of the answers anyway.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say them because that's.
Yeah, but he just,
basically
he just won't tell.
Pretty sure when I did that.
He just won't tell Quai which questions he knows.
I'll give Quai the signal that if I know the answer, he can't ask me.
The signal.
Right, this is level up Quiz Quai Quizathon, whatever.
We're not having a break.
You're up 4-2. No, we'll go straight. We've got another section after this. He's up 4-2. We're doing video game taglines. You know, like movies have, like...
In space, no one can
Scott Pilgrim is on like Donkey Kong. Yeah, no, in space, no one can hear you scream. Blah, blah, blah.
You're
video games have some as well.
If there's a wrestling one, that to be.
Rass.
Even if you know the answer.
I'll give you a hint now, there is no wrestling ones.
Why not?
Fucking dick.
Yeah.
So, game layer tagline number one. Evil is powerful. Courage is solid.
Curry is solid.
Alright,
Curry is solid.
I've got to give you the signal.
Callum knows this because I told him the other night. Don't whisper it to him. Come on, Quai.
Good is liquid.
Come on, what's the game? Evil is powerful. Courage is solid.
Is it Metal Gear?
Metal Gear.
Solid.
Metal Gear Solid.
I think that's good enough.
No, it's just a specific game.
Which one?
Two.
No, I'll get four.
I'm sorry.
Nothing is true. Everything is permitted. I don't understand why this is attributed to this game.
So that's a horrible
game. But is there anyone who could find it wasn't blatantly obvious?
Is it true crime?
Is it your final answer?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed.
No, it's true crime.
Callum will like this one, I think it is. The, insert game title here, are lubricated by the blood of soldiers.
What?
You can phone a friend, remember?
Yeah, I don't know this one.
The insert game title here, That's a pretty big hint. Are lubricated by the blood of soldiers.
Is it Deadliest Warriors?
That's not even a game.
Yeah, it is. It's Deadliest Warrior.
Deadliest Warrior. Well, that piece of shit.
Is it God of War? Is it Legend of Harry?
Yes,
lubricated. That is so horrible.
Is that Turok?
What's your final answer?
Is it God of War?
Turok.
God of War what?
What?
No, that is Gears of War. The gears of war are lubricated by the blood of soldiers.
This is an awful, awful
stuff. I thought this was like stuff on the back of the boxes.
This isn't the back of the boxes.
That is not on the back of the box.
No, well, at least it was featured in an advert for Gears of War 2.
No, the advert for Gears of War was Mad World.
I find it kind of fun. I nearly unplugged everything.
Whoops, it tears
everything. Save it.
One giant step on mankind.
On mankind?
Yes, I love this game.
PS2. I think I know what
it's,
it is.
It's a PS2 game.
Oh, okay.
Is it Destroy All Humans?
Well done, Cry.
Hey! I was going to say Shadow Colossus. Thank God you didn't ask me.
I was going to say Living Planet.
This one is blatant. Number 5. It's dark. She's perfect.
That's me.
Oh, he's going to be really nitpicking. Say which one, because he's a dick.
Dark.
Yes, it's perfect dark. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Did you just use your lifeline on that?
Yeah,
let's
did you know that?
Of course I fucking knew you.
What did you use this?
Because Richard really well,
I knew it.
Yeah, you only get to use it once.
Number 6.
You don't understand.
When you get this right, Quai, you're equal for the last one. To conquer his dreams, to avenge his death, to change his fate.
Change his fate.
Oh, sorry, to conquer his demons. Sorry, I put dreams. To conquer his
demons. Say it again, then.
To conquer his demons, to avenge his death.
Say it properly.
To change his fate.
I think you didn't write that.
Oh, I know this. I know this. Prince of Persia, Warrior Within.
That one.
Is that your final answer? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I can just say Prince of Persia. You said game. You didn't say which game. You said game.
No, it's
game.
Prince of Persia.
It's game series.
It's Prince of Persia.
God of War 2.
What? Oh, fuck off. Oh, no. That is pretty much the tagline to Warrior Within.
And finally, not that it matters, live in your world, play in ours.
I know this. Because he told me last night. Okay, this is one of the forbidden ones.
Forbidden!
Is it have we played it too? Is it Korean Hero?
He's just whispering random.
Is it PlayStation 2?
Callum, you cheating bastard.
He lost anyway.
Yeah, he lost.
He changed the rules.
Yeah.
Cannon fodder.
I've never heard of what's cannon fodder.
Cannon fodder is one of the best games ever.
It is.
Mm. It is the PlayStation 2.
You cheating. You changed the rules.
You did change the rules, but you can change the rules also.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's stopping you.
I will.
The Matrix, some rules can be bent, others can be broken.
He's going to just go, name every Street Fighter character. If you get more than 7, I'll let you win.
Zangief.
I'd probably actually get 7, so. Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it?
Name 7 Street Fighter characters.
No, quite I rubbed my balls on the game cover today. Which one was it?
What?
Depends what day it is. If it's the day after Halo is released.
I'll be rubbing my balls on everything on Halo.
We had a super special segment on during the break. But I've got a piece of music in there. I found on YouTube a small video from a website playing something called Game On, which is Danny Dyer's Guide to Gaming.
Oh, no.
I'm going to put it on in the break, which is why I'm saying this is what's coming up in the break. But I'm going to let you guys listen to it as well, because it is amazing.
I don't
want
to.
Oh,
you want, you want to, because you will... Both have fits of rage.
Is it?
You'll love it.
Is it FIFA and racing?
No. Totally different. Enjoy that over the break, and we'll come back after the wide words of Danny Dyer with September's monthly releases.
Danny Dyer's guide to gaming. All right. First thing you do, ideally, get rid of the missus and the kids. You've got to get rid of them. All right. Second best is get them a bed, alright? But ideally get rid of them for a weekend, alright? So they're out of the house, alright? Second thing you do is, you know, get a nice crate of lager in. Now, don't go mad with a beer. It's just nice to play with a nice lager. Keep going back to it, yeah? The third one is, just don't go to bed. don't go to bed. You know, I love the idea of playing a game, and all of a sudden you open the curtains and there's birds tweeting and it's daylight. Now that's a nerd. All right, that's the tips. Or just elbow your missus, get rid of her, elbow her. Just split up with her and just have a bit of a relationship with your Xbox. You know, it's a good relationship, I tell you. It's a real loving. Danny Dyer's guide to gaming. All right?
What do we all think of that?
I thought I couldn't hurt Danny Dyer even more.
Don't go to bed.
Don't go to bed.
Don't go to bed.
Don't go to bed.
Just don't go to bed. That is a nerd.
Get rid of the missus.
Elbow your missus.
Why does this always happen when you took a hit?
I don't know.
We're in love.
Because we're co-op.
Hey.
Don't go to bed, Callum.
No.
I can't go to bed.
Don't go to bed.
Don't do that.
Don't go to bed.
Ah, you bastard.
Why have you got the Rock DVD?
Because somebody put it on my trouser leg.
Jesus Christ, you hate that
film. I was wondering where the Rock was. That
someone
hates
that
film. Rock
the boat, babe. Rock the boat, tip the rock over.
Right, are we... Right. Don't go to bed. Month's releases. This month's releases.
Halo.
Are you ready for all these wonderful games?
Halo.
They're starting in the first month of running out of September. Mean Girl. Out today.
I always think it's this month, and it's not this month.
Out today.
Yeah, but guess what?
Mean Girls, Nintendo DS.
No.
Callum's buying it.
Halo Reach. Doesn't matter. We don't need to do this. It's Halo Reach. That's
Halo Reach.
Ah, no, there's not. Puzzle... Yeah. Real Crimes, the Unicorn Killer.
The Tudors come out. Angry Sugar Cat.
No, what? It's Angel Cat Sugar.
Angry Sugar Cat.
Angry Sugar Cat.
Also today is the Bioshock 2 Minerva's Den DLC.
Couldn't give a shit. Bioshock 2 was awful.
Okay, so this is proper releases now. Ace Combat.
Nah.
On Friday. The 3rd. Let's Draw. Ben 10. Arthur and Avenger of Maltazard.
These aren't Halo Reach.
And
Reach,
yeah, Valkyria Chronicles 2.
Hogs 2.
That's a pretty big game, Valkyria Chronicles, if you like that stuff.
Halo Reach. Take me down to the paradise.
Metroid Other M.
Metroid Other M. Yes, out on Friday.
Okay, right, there's two games out.
Pirates vs. Zombies.
It's Plant vs. Zombies on Xbox Live, comes out next week.
That's just Pirates.
This is Plants, you fool.
I need sunglasses.
Tetris Party Deluxe as well, if you like Tetris.
Tetris Party Deluxe.
When's Angry Birds coming?
What, the film?
Angry Birds?
It's been made into a film. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, like Monopoly quite, yeah.
No, it is.
What, Angry Birds?
I've got 7 gold stars to go and then I've maxed the game up.
On what?
It's on an iPhone though, you haven't got any achievements for it.
Okay.
It will probably come...
There is achievements for it.
Yeah, but not Xbox Live achievements. What? It probably will come out.
Why are you considering? Why is it Phil said Xbox Live points or Xbox Live achievements?
Do you love the Cripple Cross
fame? It's just Xbox achievements.
Okay.
Give me the Cripple. Yes, Daddy?
Metroid Other M comes out on Friday.
That's alright.
You buy it, play it, and I'll play Mario Galaxy. We'll trade it, Callum.
Done.
Sold.
That's not cute.
Dance, it's your stage.
Why are you pointing at me for that?
It's your stage.
I would play it, to be fair.
On the
360. Kind of. But not, you haven't, but it looks like...
Oh, they're coming back!
You kind of look like you've got a mullet, but you haven't, but you have.
No.
But you haven't.
Mullets are coming back.
Don't go to bed.
I've seen so many kids with mullets.
Don't go to bed. 99 Nights 2.
What?
99 Nights 2.
I heard that's awful.
Probably.
It is, I played a demo. Ruse, terrible.
Ruse.
Play Pakistan 4.
Patrician 4.
Oh, I can't. Oh, Shattered Dimensions is out.
10th of September. This is not Friday coming. Next Friday. Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions coming out on everything apart from the PSP.
I like that.
Oh, cool.
Also coming out on that 10th of September, Batman.
The Sims 3. Fast Wicked. Lane stuff.
Yeah, Fast Lane stuff. And the Batman, the Brave and the Bold.
What?
And what?
Like a Brave.
Peng, Magical Michael.
There's Pang, Magical Michael on the DS. RuneFetch 2,
much more sense.
Speed,
Kingdom Hearts Birthday Sleep,
Hawks 2. Kingdom Hearts Birthday Sleep is actually quite a big PSP game. UFC Undisputed PSP.
PSP game.
Kingdom Hearts was the worst game in the world.
House MD on the PC.
Halo Reach. Reach.
Something called Halo Reach came out the
14th. Halo Reach!
12 days left.
Sonic Adventure.
Come the day after, PlayStation Move. Flight Control HD coming out the PS3 and Sonic Adventure.
Lord of the Rings at Aragorn's Quest.
C60. Lord of the Rings on everything.
It's got, we've hit Halo Reach now, we can stop the search and this is pointless.
NHL 11.
Club Penguin Game Day! Exclamation mark.
Club Penguin Game Day. My World, My
two
Way.
Two Worlds 2.
What the fuck is Two Worlds?
Two Worlds is a shit game on the Xbox.
You've not seen the adverts for it?
No.
We're
quite Sports, regular.
Yeah, 17th September is when all the Wii...
Sometimes bowels movement.
When all the PlayStation Move game comes out.
Kung Fu sing it.
Kung Fu Rider.
Family hits Kung Fu Rider. Start the party.
Death Bank.
Thongs of Virtue.
You game.
All the, like, Kung Fu Rider and all that are all PlayStation Move games.
That really hurts.
Serious Sam, the Second Encounter.
Did you say Thongs of War?
Yeah.
Thongs of Virtue. Death Bank Thongs of Virtue.
It's your okay, second cool. game. They're already doing
it's a second
Thongs
game.
Thongs of War.
You can't read, can you, Kevin?
Civilization
so
Vagina.
Over here.
Civilization.
They bring out a new, like, Civ game on
apparently, Xbox. Civilization 5 is amazing.
Dead Rising like 2.
They need to bring something like that on Xbox.
It's only come out on PC.
Yeah, they have. Civilization Revolution.
No, that's dreadful. That is not even worth being.
Dead Rising 2. Game.
Dead Rising 2 on the 24th. Guitar Hero.
Warriors of Rock.
Tekken 6 Classic.
Ah, I'm on fire!
Oh my god.
Right.
What did you do?
Just burnt the hair off my arm.
That's what you get for playing with fire. Morph X, Dementium 2, and Guilty Party are all coming out in the Wii. I know Morph X is a 360 game. It's gonna be terrible.
That's my special move. I'm Callum's hardly died.
Callum has died.
It's tough.
Nothing. Oh, it smells like burnt hair now. Oh,
it's got me up his top.
Disgusting.
Oh, don't you...
What?
You're tickling me.
No.
Oh, it stinks.
Callum, you are really so bad. Gay.
Any other games? Madden NFL 11?
There is really fuck all.
What, FIFA 11.
FIFA 11 comes out the 1st of October.
Alright, so the only good game is Halo Reach and Shattered Dimension.
1st of October.
And Dead Rising 2, if you like that sort of shit.
I'll put about all of them.
What?
Okay.
All
that's
three.
It.
What, all of them?
Dead coming Halo up, Reach. I love Dead Rising. If it just sorted some stuff out.
Oh.
They have. That's what they have done.
Oh my god, smell my mouth.
We're going to sort this shit out, right? I can smell that from here.
No, it's... Worse if you put your face
right, coming up to an hour, wrap this shit up.
Yeah.
Levelupodcast.com. Rate us on iTunes. Yeah. Stalk Choir on Facebook. And we have to evacuate before the Richard's arm smell gets any worse.
Why don't we say arm smell? We mean burnt hair smell.
Actually,
pass me some Rygar.
I have actually had a friend request that I have no idea who it is.
I don't think I've ever given out the fact that you're a piece of pink balloon.
No, as in on Facebook.
You got me square right in the knee.
You haven't even stopped it. You're just kicking and breaking everything.
Callum Laird. Callum Robert Laird.
So you've already done this. Yeah. I think I've actually had someone try and add me.
Did you accept?
No, them? I don't accept strangers.
What
as I said.
Cunt.
Why I'm don't you cunt. Accept strangers?
What, on Facebook? Because
yeah.
They could be paedophiles. What if they're rape me?
Why?
You're 22 almost.
Who is not?
October, I'm 22.
October?
Yeah, October 3rd.
That's a wee younger than me. Mm. Oh, I'm already 22, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. You fucking idiot, Richard. Well, we'll wrap this shit up. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.